Hello, I'm Roger Schaus, and welcome to Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of our Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 929, written September 3rd, 2013. Luke chapter 12, verse 19. And I'll say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Our passage today comes from the parable of the rich farmer. Jesus used this parable to reply to someone's demand for Jesus to get involved in settling a family inheritance dispute. Jesus would not do that. This is not why he came. That conversation followed a warning about greed and abundance. Life does not consist of abundance is the principle that Jesus was illustrating with this parable of the rich farmer. The farmer in this parable had many good things going for him. First, he was rich. Many farmers are not. Many struggle. Weather dictates the success of farming, and no one can predict nor control the weather. Not only was he rich, but he had future plans. He was planning on expanding. Larger barns. Larger barns are needed for more bountiful harvest. He was even planning to slow down and retire. A verse states that he was going to take your ease. There isn't much ease in farming. Up early, working hard all day. That very expression implied that he was just about to the point that he was going to retire. Farming had been good to him. The parable takes a horrible twist when he died suddenly that night. He hadn't calculated that. He didn't see death in his future. In the parable, he's called a fool. The word fool is the harshest word God ever uses. It's not because he was rich, successful, or planning. It's because he failed to include God. Long before this, the psalmist declared, "The fool says in his heart that there is no God." This rich farmer lived that way. He may have known that there is a God, but he didn't act that way. He lived as if he was in control of things, but he wasn't. He lived as if he was going to have a future to build barns, but he didn't. Our verse today uses a very interesting expression. It says, "I will say to my soul, soul." We don't talk that way very often. We talk to ourselves, we sing to ourselves, we think out loud, we read out loud, we say that sometimes we are thinking. The Bible uses this concept of meditating. Rarely, if ever, do we hear, "I will say to my soul." Our soul and ourselves are so intertwined that you cannot separate them. You can't leave your soul in bed and the rest of you go off to work or school. That doesn't happen. That can't happen. There is no separation. One affects the other. Our soul affects our behavior. Our behavior affects our soul. We feed our soul spiritually. We strengthen our soul spiritually. Our soul lives after our body dies. It might be good if once in a while we talk to our soul. Our soul is who we are. It defines us. A conversation with ourself or our soul might help us keep our priorities in line. It may connect us to what is really important in life. It may reveal weakness, as this farmer would have noticed had he been paying attention spiritually. Greed, like lust, like most addictions, creates tunnel vision. It's all a person can see, think about, and talk about. They become obsessed. It takes over their life. Nothing seems to matter. Greed is not stuff, but it's the desire or wanting of stuff. I think that a person will be more happy with more or bigger things or newer things. It defines things by labels, the name of a suit, sunglasses, brand of car, watch, shoes, impresses people. I found that the name of a designer whom I've never heard of before, whom I cannot even pronounce, generally makes more things expensive. The rich farmer had a talk with his soul. They talked about the wrong things. The conversation with his soul didn't go well. He convinced himself that he was on the right path, doing the right things, and had thought it all out. Wrong. He forgot God. He failed to thank God for the kind of weather that made him successful. He failed to ask God for his plans and his wishes. He certainly failed to include, "Thy will be done." He wasn't interested in God's will, but his will. This wasn't about what God wanted, but what he wanted. This wasn't about the glory of God, but his ease, his retirement, and his comfort. That's what greed will do for you. It's a faulty GPS. It's a broken compass. It sends us down the wrong path, and that path is always away from God. Greed doesn't lead a person to God. It takes a person away from God. Greed doesn't make us a kinder servant like Jesus would like us to be. Instead, it makes us grumpy, stingy, and selfish. Greed hoards, greed takes. When a person talks to their soul, They ought to listen to what they're saying. Do you hear yourself? What are you saying? The farmer died. He died suddenly. He died not realizing that he no longer had a future here. He died without giving any thoughts to who will have his barns after he's gone. He died and never made a difference for anyone. He died without walking with God. Maybe it would do us all good to turn off the car radio and talk to our own soul. That little talk may tell you what you need to do and to step it up with the Lord. It may tell you that your attitude is out of line and that needs some adjusting. It may tell you that you're becoming grumpy and selfish. It may make you thankful and even have a day that you should have. It may make you thankful that you have had family, a job, and a Lord that loves you. Do you think that talking to your soul is a good or can replace talking to the Lord? Prayer and talking to your soul can be about the same things. The difference is one is talking to himself, the other is talking to God of heaven and earth. We are limited in what we can do, what we can know, and what we can see. God is not. God opens doors that no one can. God can do what we cannot do. Pray to God and talk to your soul. Do them both. Connect the two together. One will help the other. I will say to my soul, thank you for listening to Jumpstart Rewind.